everybody. Welcome to the OETA Movie Club podcast. My name is Jeff Moreva. I am the director of the show, and I am here with the show's host, Mr. Robert Birch.
Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Ready to talk about some movies?
I am. I am ready to talk about some movies.
Or a movie in particular.
One specific movie.
Yeah.
And that movie is Fences.
2016. Denzel Washington, Viola Davis.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
It's won like every award possible.
And
In the world.
The play it's based on won lots of Tony Awards.
Lots of stuff. And a Pulitzer and all kinds of stuff.
So it's got to be pretty good,
So it's
right?
got to be pretty good.
It's directed by Denzel Washington.
Yes. Stars and directed by Denzel. And this movie, we air Saturday nights at 9 on the OETA Movie Club, OETA PBS station. Check it out. It's a really good one this weekend. If you miss it, we repeat the following Fridays at 11. So you get two chances to watch it. Yeah, this one's just great. I mean, set up this movie for everybody.
It is about a working-class African-American family. The father, he tries to raise his family in the 1950s, and it's all, well, coming to terms with the events of his life, and tries to, you know, gives a window into the African-American experience in the 1950s. Pittsburgh.
It takes place in Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. They actually shot it in Pittsburgh, which is...
where the author is from.
Where the author, August Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's his hometown. Now, August Wilson was passed before this movie was made.
He died in 2005.
2005. He got to see the stage play, the first rendition, 1987. Got to see it and just watch it just dominate Broadway and win so many Tonys that year. Tony for the awards for Best Play.
Mm-hmm.
It won the Tony for Best Actor for James Earl Jones.
Right.
Best Featured Actress, Married Alice.
Uh-huh.
And then a revival of this movie in 20...
Of the stage play, sorry.
Uh-huh. In 2010... Won all the Tonys again.
Uh-huh.
Won Best Play, won Best Actor for Denzel Washington.
Best Revival of a Play,
Best
too.
Revival of a Play, that's what I meant, yeah. Best Actress for Viola Davis. And, I mean, it's just a great,
yeah,
great, great movie. They made it into a movie in 2016. I just went blank on his name.
Wilson?
No, the guy who they brought in to Tony Kushner. They brought in Tony Kushner. The screenplay wasn't finished in 2005 when August Wilson died.
Yeah, for film.
For film.
Uh-huh.
The screenplay. And so they brought in Tony Kushner to finish it up. He doesn't get a writing credit. He has a producer credit instead.
They wanted to keep August Wilson as a screenwriter.
They wanted to give him the only credit. Apparently, Denzel Washington and Spike Lee did kind of a uncredited
treatment
of this script for the film adaptation.
Uh-huh.
Denzel Washington apparently rewrote some lines even on site
as
they were filming, which is pretty common for the director to do.
And he's the right person to do that. He did 114 performances of this on Broadway.
Right. Yeah, he said after doing 114 performances of this, doing the film adaptation was a little bit of a break. It was a nice... He didn't say the word break. But
it's a natural transition.
Yeah.
It's... Who better? Who would know the source material better than...
Right.
Denzel Washington.
Right.
And he was he was nominated for Best Director for this, didn't win.
Right.
He was nominated for Best Actor. He was actually favored to win in 2016. And it was a big upset. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, did he not win? Did he not win?
He did not win.
Oh, he was just nominated.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I said earlier that he won.
I misspoke. Leonardo DiCaprio won for The Revenant.
The Revenant, that's right.
But Viola Davis did win.
That's right.
For Best Actress. Oh, I'm sorry, Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah, which there was some debate about that, yeah. About putting her in the supporting category. But they thought that was the easier chance to win. The better chance to win for her.
Some people called it category fraud. I'd never heard that before.
I had never heard that before either.
But she thought that she had a better chance at winning the supporting actress Oscar rather than going up against, you know, whoever was in the best actress.
Meryl Streep. Yeah, exactly.
Meryl Streep is up? Oh, no. Let's do something else. Put me in as best cinematographer. And Denzel Washington said he didn't really agree with that placement, but, you know, it was her choice, and, you know, and it was the right one. She won.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
And she's brilliant in this, too. She's really, really good.
She is really good. In 2017, August Wilson received a posthumous Oscar nomination for Fences screenplay, you know, died in 2005.
Right. So he didn't. You know, when Paramount Studios originally bought the script for this, 1987, it was going to be a vehicle for Eddie Murphy.
Right.
And he wasn't going to play the lead role. He wanted the part of Corey,
the son. Yeah.
Which is 17. The character is 17 in this. And at that time, 87, this is about the same time. This is only a couple of years after Beverly Hills Cop had come out. So he's already 10 years older than the character in real life. And then, you know, there were production delays, which happens in a lot of films.
Oh, yeah.
And so by the time that they could actually shoot something, he had, you know, aged out of the role.
Yeah.
So they didn't, you know, they waited... Yeah, you know, they hung onto the script until 2016,
to shoot it.
And August Wilson, he had insisted that an African American director direct this film.
Yeah. Well, and also in 87, I said this earlier, it won a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah,
for drama. So it's not only winning Tony Awards, it's winning Pulitzers and
Academy Awards.
And Academy Awards now in 2016.
MTV Music Award.
That's right.
No, just kidding.
I'm sure it won some Golden Globes. I'm sure it won some SAG Awards.
A Palme d'Or, perhaps.
some BAFTAs, maybe. I mean... Yeah, to hold on to the film rights for that long. And, yeah, Eddie Murphy. I mean, I love Eddie Murphy.
Sure.
But he would not have been a good choice for this.
He wanted to play, you know, this was the height of his career, too. You know, he'd
87,
just come
off of
Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop had come out 2 years prior to this, or three. It was 84, so 87. Yeah, it was 3 years. And he was looking to do a serious role. He wanted to show that he could play a serious role. And he just didn't get the chance on this.
Yeah.
But he did eventually take on those films.
So in 1983, this is when Fences was originally written before it made it on Broadway 4 years later in 87. But it's set in the 1950s. It's the sixth. This story is the sixth in a 10-part, what's called the Pittsburgh cycle, that August Wilson wrote.
All set in Pittsburgh.
All pretty much kind of examining race relationships in the 1950s. You know, so I'm sure a lot of, you know, his childhood comes through in a lot of these.
Oh, yeah. His life.
His life. I mean, this is his life, you know.
And, well, most writers really write from...
Yeah, from experience. Yeah.
Except J.K. Rowling or...
That's, wait a minute, that's not real life?
J.R.R. Tolkien,
right? Yeah. So, yeah, those are not written from real experience. I hope. But yeah, Eddie Murphy, that would have been...
A very different film.
It would have been a very different film.
Yeah.
And you would have been not trying not to laugh at him.
Because, sure.
But you know what I mean? Like, you just, I don't know if you could take him as serious as, you know, the actual the actor that's in it, you know.
Yeah, I in that role of Corey, I have every confidence that he would have been great in that.
Yeah.
And it probably would have been James Earl Jones that played the father's role.
Probably so.
In that.
Probably so.
But we will never know.
We'll never know. Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Maybe with AI someday they'll make it. One day maybe you can just sit down and type in speak or whatever, say, I want to see Fences with James Earl Jones as the original, as the lead, and Eddie Murphy as Corey, and
I can tell you one thing about 1987, if it would have come out, the score would have sucked. It would have been very 80s and synthy. And
Vangelis.
Yeah. In the film's opening shot, the most prominent building on the left side of the street is called the Pittsburgh Courier. That was an actual real newspaper in Pittsburgh, a very prestigious African-American-owned newspaper and one of the country's most respected. One of the sports writers, Wendell Smith, was the one who advocated for ending the color line in Major League Baseball.
Uh-huh.
And he actually traveled with Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I thought that was really cool. You know, travel with Jackie Robinson.
And that sign is very prominent.
Yes.
In, you know, in outside the house.
Yeah.
Where in the neighborhood where they live.
Yeah. Now, you want to explain this part? Because this part was a little bit beyond me. At the end of the movie when Gabe is blowing his horn.
Yeah.
For Peter to open up the gates. So he fails to blow the horn? Is that what it is? Like, they pan past him,
and then you see the gate
kind of open and shut, and that's supposed to represent Troy's spirit.
That he's not going to get in to heaven.
I don't know.
That's what would happen if the gate slammed shut.
Right?
It's not what you want to see.
He squeezes past before it squeezes.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he's in there before it slams. But
I just thought that was an interesting tidbit that they included in their facts.
Which I'm sure came from the Broadway play.
Right.
It's, you know, probably the way it ends on stage, which you could do that easily, you know. But, I think it's saying something there.
Now, I didn't know this, that Denzel Washington had previously directed Viola Davis in Antoine Fisher in 2002. Yeah. I didn't realize he directed that.
Uh-huh.
So I saw that fact and I was like, wow,
one of three films that he's directed.
Yeah, which was...
I'm not sure what the other one is.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
But he's in two Academy Award winning films, right? The other one's Soldier Story.
Soldier Story.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Viola Davis in 2015, she's in a film called Lila and Eve, where there's a recurring line, like a little, funny line, that she has a date with Denzel,
right?
Her character. And, you know, the ladies are kidding her, you know, oh, she's got a date with Denzel tonight, which means that she's going home and watching a movie starring Denzel Washington. Well, the next year, she's in this film, and she's starring as his wife in a film.
Right.
You know, so... But they had done this, 2010. They had done this film on Broadway.
Yeah.
Many 114 performances.
Yeah,
I don't know if all of those were together with Viola Davis.
Yeah.
But obviously they had done many.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you have to assume most of them are, at least, you know.
So she had had several dates with Denzel prior to the being in that film, you know, 2015.
Yeah. I mean, but this one, check this one out. This one's a really good one. It is serious, but it's a good watch. And
it's pretty intense.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And, but a good one to check out. Before we go, though, I want to give a shout out to our celebrity photo.
Who is it this day?
This day, it is Karen Thompson. She took a picture with Ree Drummond.
Oh, yeah.
The Pioneer Woman.
They were in Oklahoma City at a bookstore.
At a bookstore, at Full Circle Bookstore, which is a really cool bookstore.
And Ree Drummond was there with her cookbook.
With her cookbooks, doing a signing, I believe, And she got to take a little snapshot with the Pioneer Woman.
They even hired a photographer
to
be there to take pictures for
everybody.
People that wanted a picture with Ree.
Yep. So it was a really cool picture and story. So we appreciate you sending that in. If you have a photo with a famous celebrity, we would love to get a copy to share with our audience.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I feel like I've said that at least once. At least once.
I can tell the address by heart, right?
This is a fun segment we do each week. We like to have celebrity photos and talk about a story that goes along with them. So if you send one, please include that story. And if you do send one, we will send you a Movie Club T-shirt.
35th anniversary. T-shirt.
Anniversary T-shirt. It's a really cool-looking T-shirt with a really cool logo, and you'll be the first in your neighborhood to have one, and everybody will be jealous, and you'll say, hey,
where can I get one of those?
You'll say, you got to send in a photo, man.
Yeah.
So.
And a shirt size.
And a shirt size. Yeah, include your shirt size, where you want the shirt mailed to.
Little story about how the photo came to be. Who, what, when, where, and why. Just think of the old journalism school.
That's right.
If you went to, you know, class.
If you went to class. Which I did not. I did.
Uh-huh.
I sure
did.
I did not. But anyway, so thank you for sending in that photo, Karen Thompson. That was really awesome. And
what we got coming up next week,
we have got a movie called The Artist.
Oh, I've seen that.
We ran that a couple years ago
here
on the Movie Club. It's a really good one. It's a very interesting one.
Yeah.
Don't want to spoil it too much, but it's a silent movie, black and white.
But watch it anyway.
Watch it anyway. It's not what you think of when you think of a silent movie.
It's
got some excellent parts.
It's a silent movie about the silent movie era.
That's right.
And then the transition to talkies and, you know, the lead character, he's having a hard time making that jump.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I always loved shows when they make fun of that whole silent era guy. Well, now I can't
stop
doing the talkies because my voice is terrible.
Singing in the Rain, the character in that, you know, she's like, it's kind of a Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy type pair, and she's got this really high Brooklyn accent that's very annoying, you know, and she cannot make the transition.
So, check it out next week. It's a really good one. And this week, be sure to check out Fences, Saturday night at 9. And that's all I have. So until next week, everybody, take care.
Bye-bye. Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. You can preview all upcoming OETA Movie Club films at oeta.tv/movieclub. And please, send your celebrity photos to P.O. Box 14190, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73113, or you can email them to us at oeta.tv/movieclub. And of course, tune in every Saturday night at 9 and on Fridays at 11. We'll see you on the couch every weekend for a great movie and fresh popcorn.